Welcome back to Action Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and today we're discussing the book Digital Leader. The book was written by Eric Qualman. The summary is written by Carolyn B. Thompson. And you can find this summary and hundreds of others for free at actionablebooks.com. Quote, "If this were your last day on earth, would you be happy with what you're doing and who you are as a person?" Comes from Digital Leader, page 89. I'm literally reeling from reading Eric Qualman's Digital Leader, Five Simple Keys to Success and Influence. Qualman tells us that the first habit of digital leadership is to simplify, and then gives so many tips, along with numerous examples from companies, politicians, CEOs, and others, for how to do that, and the other four habits that I'm overwhelmed with exciting things that I know will work if only I did them. He says that even he does his best to adhere to the principles he's laid out, but he's a long way from following them consistently. The only reason I kept reading after the hyperventilation state I had reached by the end of chapter 2, and these are short, easy-to-read chapters with lots of quotes, bullet points, and white space, was the quote, "Once you accept the fact that you aren't going to get everything done, then you can better address what you should get done." The five habits of digital leadership are, 1, simple. Success is the result of simplification and focus. 2, true. Be true to your passion. 3, act. Nothing happens without action. Take the first step. 4, map. Goals and vision are needed to get where you want to be. And 5, people. Success doesn't happen alone. These form the acronym STAMP because these are the habits that create your personal stamp on your life and others' lives. Qualman's tips and examples of how real people implement them are primarily digital ones, social media, email, but all have components that people have followed for centuries as leaders. The difference now is the far-reaching and the long-lasting effect of your influence as a leader. We all know this as we deal vaguely with how best to write an email, so it's not taken differently than it's meant, because it's missing our facial expressions and tone of voice. Or as we read about a potential employee who doesn't get a job because their Facebook page has pictures of them doing some obscene gesture. But what really brought the long-lastingness to our digital legacy to I better take this seriously level for me was this statistic. It's estimated that a quarter of babies have sonogram photos posted online before they're even born. That means our parents and their planning for our digital legacy or lack thereof are shaping what people think of us before we can read this book and implement its ideas. We're behind the game with words, videos, and pictures describing us to the world before we start working on our legacy. Whether I implement any of the specifics in this book or not, I'm absolutely committed to acting on the fact that leadership legacy isn't what I leave people when I'm not the leader anymore, it's what I do now. The golden egg for this article, we are all mini digital celebrities and heroes to someone. Quote, if you truly want a life that inspires, you need to change your leadership habits today to adapt to the new digitally open world. Comes from Digital Leader, page 2. Now. It's something I do now. It's everything I do. It's every second. There is no time off for my personal stamp in the digital age. So many more people are influenced by my actions compared to when it was just the people I saw, wrote a paper letter to, or called on the phone. In this digital age, I'm influencing people who don't know me, people I didn't even intend to influence. These people don't know my humor, they don't know my history, and so don't know why I said or wrote something. And it's not just what I write, it's pictures, even if they're from my personal life. Before digital, we did let people at work see our personal lives. Think of the pictures you had on your desk. But those pictures came along with a person, in person, to mitigate whatever they saw in the pictures. Even if I chose not to be digital, which is close to impossible, but let's assume I could not use email or the web or social media, everyone I interact with may be posting about me, pictures and words. There is no way around it, so I have to adapt now. Think every minute about what I'm doing and how it will be taken literally by the world, or risk influencing people in a way I didn't intend. Gem number 1, remove to improve. Quote, your digital presence should be less Chinese menu and more lemonade stand. Comes from Digital Leader, page 84. How many things have I waited to do because there were so many parts to something and I needed to have them all ready to go at the same time? For example, I couldn't put up our company Facebook page until I was ready to go with our Twitter account, LinkedIn page, and our blog. Let me see, was it 2 years in the making? I think so. What a waste. And now that they all exist, plus our website and numerous other digital presences, I'm not doing justice to any of them. The digital habit of simple tells me I should have done only one, okay, maybe two, and done them well. So now my task is to figure out how to consolidate or do away with at least 3 of the 5 digital presences. And then there's my personal digital presences to contend with after that. Gem number two, success doesn't happen alone. Quote, don't be afraid to distance yourself from a friend or customer that isn't having a positive impact. Digital Leader, page 225. The gem and the quote seem to be at odds with each other. My point exactly. I've been in a stage in my life the past 4 years where I have removed people, tired of their whining and complaining, tired of them being dependent on me for advice, for answers, for their success. Coincidentally, I've also been stagnant. Apparently, it's not so coincidental. Just floating through the days, trying rather haltingly to come up with a new definition of success, since my old one, beyond TV, the radio, and magazine articles and keynote speaking, doesn't achieve the goals I have now. I've been trying to find that new definition of success alone after I jettisoned clients, staff, and people in my personal life that didn't have my best interests or the company's interests at heart. I purposely grew the circle small a few years ago. In my desire to do this, I also kept away the people who can have a positive impact. I see now that whatever the new success is, it'll be in concert with others, a few. In fact, they will make it for me if only I participate. Technology has redefined the nature of relationships. You can see that I'm pretty happy about this, as I can use email and social media to not have to ever talk to anyone again. Qualman suggests we look at our digital imprint each week by reading over emails and posts that relate to you. He says that if you see the tone they create isn't the one you intended, you need to make changes immediately. So as I look over a week's worth of emails and posts, I see me not really interacting with anyone, me holding people at arm's length. In short, me doing the opposite of most of the five digital leadership habits. To stem the reeling feeling, I'll start with one tip in habit one, simple. Focus around the things I can do three times better than others. What about you? What are you going to apply? This has been Actual Books Audio. My name is Chris Taylor, and we were discussing Digital Leader, written by Eric Qualman, and the summary was written by Carolyn B. Thompson. You can find this summary and others all free at actionablebooks.com. We hope you enjoyed it.